Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
98.5 Drive here with Beck and Jazeel.
Special guest on the show today, it's comedy legend Anthony LoCascio. You can catch him live at the Perth Comedy Festival this Friday and Saturday. He joins us now. How are you going, Anthony?
Hey, Anthony.
Comedy legend, they say. Wow. This is how they treat people in Perth. This is great.
Yeah.
How am I, guys? I'm thrilled after just hearing my intro.
If you had to give yourself an intro, okay, like obviously you're happy with legend, but if you could create your own, what are you going with?
Person that has done comedy to varying degrees of success for some time now.
okay, we'll re-intro you. Special guest on the show today, it's a comedian who's done... I forgot what you said.
Yeah, see, that's how inauspicious it all is, guys.
Well, that's why we went with legend. I am
very, very good at my job, don't worry.
We know that you've flown over from over east. How are your shows over there? How'd they go?
Actually, the Sydney Comedy Festival has yet to kick off for me, but I have been doing the Adelaide Fringe, and then I did the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which I suppose, now that I'm thinking about it, is east for you guys. And it's been awesome. It's been absolutely fantastic. A lot of people have come to see the show, which I am very surprised but very thrilled about, and I've done the show like 18 times now, so I'm very happy with what I'm putting out as well.
How are people responding to it?
Quite favorably, especially in Melbourne. I mean, the name of the show is Don't Call Me a Wog, and it's kind of been... The show is about how I have not wanted to be stereotyped because of my Italian and Greek origins all throughout my life, and especially during my comedy career. I haven't wanted to be labeled a wog comedian, quote-unquote. But I thought by using the word in the name of my show, I would signal to my people, to the Italians and the Greeks of the country, to come and watch the show. So I'm kind of trying to have my cake and eat it too. And somehow the plans worked. They're all coming out, and once they're in there, they're trapped in a show that they didn't expect to see, and hopefully that some of them like.
So it's a clickbait title, really.
Yeah, it really is.
Get them in.
Have you had anyone walk out before?
No, because like I said, I'm really good. It's not what some people have. I mean, the show is called Don't Call Me a Wog. Mm. So if you have any appreciation of nuance, you probably figure out what it's about. Also, there's a big show description that delineates it all. But there are still those people that come expecting to see, you know, like a wog boy sort of show, purely ethnic comedy, stereotype humor.
Yeah.
And I do issue a disclaimer at the start of the show that's not that, and that no one's getting a refund.
And you've already done one gig here in Perth already.
Yeah, no, I just did an open mic last night, an open mic run by local legend Xavier Susai. I don't know if you guys know him, but he's a big comedian on the Perth scene. A friend of mine. He runs a very, probably the best open mic that I've ever done in my entire life, honestly. Doing open mics in Sydney, there's like 3-4 people in a little pub. This was in a lovely venue. There were like 60 people there. Everybody was up for it. It was, what an experience. So if last night was anything to go off, I'm going to have the time of my life in Perth.
Now, speaking of experiences, was it hard for you to look back on your past experiences for you to like put this show together?
No, because I've done a show before about quitting my corporate job. So I used to be an insolvency lawyer.
Wow.
So like liquidations and bankruptcies.
Oof.
Yeah, not fun. I did a show about quitting that, and then I did another show about a breakup that I went through. And with every show that I do, turning it into comedy is catharsis. Turning it into comedy makes it easy to look back on those memories. So this is exactly the same. This is frustration at being stereotyped, but doing the show has helped with not caring about that anymore.
Brilliant. It's the public therapy.
Yeah, exactly, and for free.
It's almost like you want to invite hardship in your life. is there any hardships that you would like to go through?
Right now, nah, man. My career is going to go downhill because my life's sick. Everything's great. This is terrible. This is terrible for my career. Everything's going good.
You can catch Anthony LoCascio live at the Perth Comedy Festival this Friday and Saturday. Thank you so much, Anthony.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you so much, guys.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.